This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. And U.S. President Joe Biden is trying to reassure Americans that the economy is on the right track on his own approval, or as his own approval ratings plunge due to high inflation. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Inflation's at a more than 40-year high, and the president says taming it is his top economic priority.
Gas is up and food is up, which we're going to get down come hell or high water.
But he notes the economic recovery is strong, with big job growth and healthy unemployment.
Under my plan for the economy, we made extraordinary progress.
Telling a union audience in Philadelphia, he's looking to rebuild the economy around workers, trying to draw a contrast with Republicans who have increasingly drawn blue-collar voters. But the GOP is blaming him and Democrats for high prices, with what Tennessee's Diana Harshbarger calls irresponsible and expensive policies.
The Biden administration has cared more about going woke than helping Americans who are going broke.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
President Joe Biden is calling on U.S. oil refiners to produce more gasoline and diesel. In a draft letter to the refiners, Biden says their profits have tripled during a time of war between Russia and Ukraine as Americans struggle with record high prices at the pump. Biden writes that the oil companies need to work with his administration to bring forward near-term solutions that address the crisis. Gas prices nationwide are averaging roughly $5 a gallon. That's an economic burden for many Americans and a political threat for the president's fellow Democrats going into the midterm elections. Biden's message that corporate greed is contributing to higher prices might resonate with the voters. There is more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Russian troops control about 80% of the fiercely contested eastern city of Severodonetsk and have destroyed all three bridges leading out of it. But Ukrainians were still trying to evacuate the wounded, a regional official said Tuesday. The governor of the eastern Luhansk region acknowledged that a mass evacuation of civilians from their area now was simply not possible due to the relentless shelling and fighting. Ukrainian forces have been pushed to the industrial outskirts of the city because of the scorched earth method and heavy artillery the Russians are using, he said. There is still an opportunity for the evacuation of the wounded, communication with the Ukrainian military and local residents. That's according to what he told the Associated Press by telephone, adding that Russian soldiers have not yet completely blocked off the strategic city. Meanwhile, it does look like WNBA star Brittany Griner's Russian detention has been extended now for a third time. We get details from AP's Ed Donahue.
Russia's state-run news agency TASS reports Griner will remain in custody through at least July 2nd. She's been held since February after being detained at a Moscow airport after authorities there claimed she was carrying vape cartridges containing cannabis oil. Ned Price at the State Department says Griner should not be detained for a single day longer.
We have characterized Brittany Griner as a wrongful detainee. It's precisely why we are doing everything we can to see and to affect her prompt release from Russian detention.
Griner plays basketball in Russia during the WNBA offseason. The TASS report cited a top Russian diplomat as saying Moscow will not consider including Griner in a detainee swap until a court investigation into her case is completed. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Egypt, Israel, and the European Union have signed a deal to increase liquefied natural gas sales to EU countries who aim to reduce dependence on supply from Russia as the war in Ukraine drags on. According to European Commission Chief Ursula von der Leyen, the deal stamped Wednesday in a five-star Cairo hotel will see Israel sending more gas through Egypt, which has facilities to liquefy it for export through the sea. Last year, the European Union imported roughly 40% of its gas from Russia, and considering that, has had difficulty imposing sanctions on Russia over its ongoing invasion of Ukraine. Recapping our top story, U.S. President Joe Biden is trying to reassure Americans that the economy is on the right track as his own approval ratings plunge due to high inflation. And he is also calling on oil refiners to produce more gasoline and diesel. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.